It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular weekly contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Earlier this year, we started a new series of segments with Dr. Husing talking about how the policies of the incoming Trump administration may affect the Inland Empire's economy. Last week, we started talking about the potential rollback of environmental regulations. You can hear last week's segment and other segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This week, we asked Dr. Husing if, say, curbing air quality regulations would be good for our local economy, but not necessarily good for public health.
In general, if the regulatory frameworks are such that they start to cut back on the creation of jobs in fields like logistics, which have been so important an employer of our marginally educated population, and if you backed off a bit, and you don't want to back off completely, let's face it. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go backwards. The question at this point, I suspect, is a question of speed. Right now, we're under pressure to hit 2031 deadlines. If those were backed off a bit so the technologies had more of a time to come into play, I suspect that there would be folks, particularly in the business community, who would regard that as a positive.
Now, the state of California, of course, could continue to drill down on its regulations. And if the federal government starts lifting or backing off on some of its, I can imagine a supermajority of Democrats in the legislature might actually consider strengthening California's laws to make up for where the federal laws are going.
Actually, we don't need to strengthen them. We just need to go in the direction we're going because they're already very, very strong. The air quality management plan for Southern California is up for adoption, I believe, in February. CARB has come out with its regulations. We have a governor and a Senate majority leader who are very, very strong on global warming and attempts to deal with the use of carbon. So the state is already going its direction. The only difference would be that the federal pressures might shift. The state pressures, I suspect, would still be there. However, an interesting fact in the recent editorial in the LA Times, which I've never been much of a fan of, actually said that given the fact that you've got supermajorities in both houses, that the moderate Democratic caucus, which is made up of members from poorer districts, may have a lot to say about whether or not they're willing to let the state go in the direction it's going, because in many respects, it's their constituents at risk from a lot of our environmental rules, simply because for the first time, we've moved into an era where the next stage in air quality regulation is putting it more and more in direct conflict with the creation of jobs for marginally educated workers. Previously, that hasn't been the case, but that has begun to be the case. So you have a clash of values. And the values are those who believe that the most important singular issue is air quality, and those really who are worried a lot about poverty and the implications of the rules on exacerbating that issue for the state of California.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
And I was going to say, on the other side, there's an opportunity for California to really give some more thought to how air quality and poverty and jobs and public health all mesh together. And if the federal government were sort of out of the equation more than they are now, then maybe California could really, if it seize that opportunity for something a little more creative.
Well, this is something I personally have been advocating for a long time. The problem there for those who advocate that position, we are regarded as the folks who are, quote, anti-environment, because we want to see that discussion take place. As we've discussed many times, my biggest issue for California is, in fact, poverty, and that's a conversation that I think is long overdue. But those who are on the green side of the equation this is not something they've been particularly interested in.
Next week, we're going to hear how the repeal of the Affordable Care Act could affect the Inland Empire economy, particularly since Dr. Husing says Obamacare has cut the uninsured rate by more than half in the Inland Empire. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.